This is Rabbi Nathanael Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Friday, March 4th, 2022. We'll begin Chaf Beis Amud Beis 22b, the first section, the black text. So yesterday we saw that our Maamar allowed you on the second day of Rosh Hashanah to eye paint. Rav Ashi asked this question, right? And he started the question that when somebody dies on Yontif Rishon, the non-Jews take care of the body. And Yontif Sheni, the Jews can take care of it. And even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the Jews can take care of it. Now we have the end of the question, top of our page. Masha Ein came bebeitza. Right? But that is not true with regard, right, to an egg laid on Yontif. Right, that takes us back all the way to the very beginning. But there, if the egg is laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, right, we consider the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah one long sanctity. It was only with regard to the dead that we make an exception for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, Rav Ashi says to Amemar, how could you allow someone on the second day of Rosh Hashanah to do the eye painting? Right? Maybe on the second day of other Yom Tovim, but how do you let him do it in Rosh Hashanah? So Amar Lei says, Amemar to Rav Ashi, Ana k'nahar da isfile. I hold like the people from Nahar Da. Da amre af bebeitza. Right? They said no. They said that the second day of Rosh Hashanah, even with regard to the egg, is considered, right, like a second day of Yontif. Right? That really, for all matters, right, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are two separate days, like every other Yontif. And therefore, just like in every other Yontif, you can do the eye painting. So too on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Ma'adatzach, what are you worried about? Dilma ma'abre leila elul. Right? Maybe they will add a day, have Elul be a leap month and add a day, and then the second day of Rosh Hashanah will actually be the first of Tishrei. That's, I don't have to worry about that. Hamar Rav Chinana bar Kana, Rav Chinana, the son of Kana, says, Mimos Ezra ve'elach lamatzinon elam u'ubar. From the times of Ezra and on, we haven't yet to find an Elul that's u'ubar where they add an extra day, a full month. So I'm not worried about that at all. Okay, now we move on to the next part of the Mishnah. Ein ofin pitin gritzin ela rakikin, right? We don't bake the thick loaves, the thick bread, rather thin wafers. So Tana Rabbanan, our rabbis learn Beishamai, Omrim, ein ofin pat ava b'Pesach. Right, Beishamai says you cannot bake thick bread on Pesach. Right, this seems to be a chametz concern. Right, Beis Hillel Matir, Beis Hillel says you're allowed to. V'chama pas ava, what's considered to be a thick bread, right, or a thick matzah, really in this case. Amar Rav Huna tefach. Rav Huna says it is a tefach, it's a hand breath. Sheken matzinu b'lechem apanim tefach. Right, that we see the showbread, the bread that was left out in the Beis HaMidrash every day on the Shulchan. That was actually matzah, was not allowed to become chametz, and that was a tefach, it was a hand breath. Therefore, you see that you can, right, you can make a tefach-sized bread that is going to be non-chametz stick. So, maskef la Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef comes to attack. Right, don't bring me a proof, says Rav Yosef, from the lechem panim, from the showbread. Right, imamru bezrizin. You're going to tell me they can do it with the Kohanimer's reason. They're zealous. They're careful. Yomru b'she'inan's reason. You're going to apply the same rule with people who are less scrupulous and less careful than the Kohanim. Imamru b'pat amela. Well, you're going to say with pat the bread that's really worked well by the Kohanim. Yomru b'pat she'ina amela. You're going to say the same thing by bread which has not worked so well. Imamru b'etzim yaveshim. You're going to say it, right, with dry wood, like they had in the Beis HaMikdash, and it burns well and quickly and really gets everything done. Yomru be'etzim lachim, you're going to say the same thing with wet wood that's going to take longer to bake and cook. Right? Imamru betanur cham, you say it with a halav, and like they had in the Beis HaMikdash. Yomru betanur tzonin, you're going to say it with a less hot oven, or comparatively less hot oven, like in people's homes. Im amru b'tanur shel matzechad, if you're going to say this in an oven of metal like they had in the Beis HaMikdash, yomru b'tanur shel cheres, you're going to say the same thing about an earthenware stove like most people have in their homes. So Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba says, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, She'elus is Rabbi B'Yuchel. I asked Rabbi privately, Umanu Rav, right? Who is the Rabbi? It is indeed Rav. My pas Abba, what does it mean? Right, pat ava, it doesn't mean thick bread, but pat maruba, rather it means, right, lots of bread. But not that the bread itself is thick. Ika da amres, others say, amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, amar Rav. Right, some say that Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba says in the name of Rav, she'ela says, Rabbi B'Yuchod. I asked Rabbi privately, umanu Rabbeinu HaKadosh, is Rav Yehuda Nasi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, my pat ava. Right, what is the thick bread? Pas maruba, really it means a lot of bread, right? A lot of dough. Why then is it called thick bread? For that, you got to come back next week because this concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back. Join me on Monday.